When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Good evening. The show starts tonight in California, talking about Los Angeles and other cities that have seen turmoil these last days. Jeff Bliss reporting that the curfew imposed on the fourth night, fifth night, sixth night, now seventh night, is successful. The looting was the worst without the curfew. Looting has been contained in other cities such as Las Vegas and Seattle. All positive. The federalization of the National Guard may have contributed to this, but overall, the police have done the job of controlling and identifying and blocking the troublemakers. Also, conversation with Gene Marks about small business in America. There's no sign of inflation yet. There is hesitation, a lot of people planning for it. That shows that the economy is slowed in certain areas, such as hotel year over year, services year over year. But no inflation, anything close to what we're warned is coming if the tariffs and when the tariffs, you understand. Also about AI, there is reason to believe that it is going to make workers more productive. I know that I am, thanks to its ability to copy edit. I can just type as badly as I do and not have to worry about corrections. And AI just cleans up the mess, even guesses at what I meant to say. I meant to say good, and I wrote the D, and it back-reasoned. He meant good. Wonderful. Jim McTague reporting from Lancaster County, attending a Phillies game in 2025, comparing and contrasting it to a Phillies game he attended in 1963, the year before the Phillies lost the pennant in the last 10 days. We talked about that, of course, because everybody who remembers those years always gets to the 64 Phillies and Gene Mock, the manager. All the mistakes of the last 10 days make a fun book. Well, maybe not fun, but worth considering as a baseball fan. Mary Anastasia Grady talks about the upcoming G7 meeting, and it's in Canada, it's in the Rockies. And Mark Carney, the newly elected Prime Minister of Canada, has invited Claudia Sheinbaum to attend, looking to begin the USMCA conversation for Mexico and North America and Canada, anticipating that there might be a way to mitigate the tariffs that Mr. Trump has shopped for Canada and Mexico. Confiscatory tariffs, say Canada and Mexico. Hard to disagree. Richard Epstein talks about the power of the authority of the president to dispatch the National Guard, whether the governor of a state agrees or not agrees. There's a dispute about this, but there's also history on it. Supreme Court decided a similar case in 1990 in favor of the president. And Mr. Trump and Mr. Netanyahu in agreement about the need to discipline, attack, control, perhaps change Iran's direction with its nuclear weapons program. Then a conversation with Henry Sikorsky of Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, warning that one of the results of sanctioning and boxing in North Korea in the early part of this century was that it accelerated into possessing a bomb, many bombs, after it quit the NPT. Is that going to be the course that Iran chooses, quit the NPT and hurry up bomb creation? I don't know. Early days. Conversation with Lorenzo Fiore about how Italy is viewing the news on Los Angeles, the news on Israel and Iran, especially the news on Elon Musk. But we really enjoyed ourselves reporting on how some residents of Venice are objecting to Jeff Bezos getting married there on the 24th, 25th, and 26th, bringing in a special party, renting all five senior hotels, best hotels, in Venice. The statement is pretty much, we're not a staging area for your parties. We're a city. However, it will go forward and it'll be fun reporting. Then a conversation about with Bill Rajo and David Oud about what we know about the attack the day after, continuing attack. Parchin was destroyed the first night, and second night we see the Prime Minister reporting that Natanz is destroyed. The big one is Fordo, of course, very deep. Don't know. There's more to learn. The decap strike was successful, perhaps not as successful as they hoped. The Ayatollah and the heir apparent, his son Mojtabai, no mention of them in the decap strike, just the commanders. There's more to come. Peter Berkowitz joins late to talk about his article in the political, in Real Clear Politics, about a Harvard professor, a very prominent Harvard professor, taking 4,000 words in the New York Times to defend Harvard on the basis of it being a free and open speech society and that the anti-Semitism was part of accepting freedom of speech. Peter looks at it very carefully, his argument. And then we talk to Bob Zimmerman about the failure or the apparent failing of the Zvezda module on the Russian side of the International Space Station. That is alarming, and Bob outlines what has to happen in case Vesta fails entirely in order to maintain the ISS for a few years more. And then we talk about the possibility of an asteroid about 200 feet across, 2024 YR4, striking the moon in 2032. It's not minimal. It's considerable. Anyway, there's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening.